Have you heard all the chatter about actually creating STL files from a remote monitoring scan? Who else but us would have the inside scoop from the innovators of this new smart STL tool by Dental Monitoring? Stay tuned. Our Golden Age of Orthodontics podcast sponsors make it possible for us to bring you new episodes. Dental Monitoring is making orthodontic treatment smarter. DM Insights provides clear analytics on clinical operations and practice workflow. You can measure and enhance the effectiveness of your protocols, all while creating a new standard in patient experience and practice efficiency. Lightforce Orthodontics is revolutionizing orthodontic care with cutting-edge custom bracket technology that offers personalized digital treatment plans that are fast, precise, and uniquely tailored to your patient's needs. Take advantage of the new standard of care with 3D printed, fully customized brackets combined with indirect bonding and digital planning. You can learn a lot more and take advantage of some special offers by visiting our partner page at pplpractice.com.
The future of orthodontics is evolving and changing every day. But although the way to achieve practice growth has changed, there's never been a better time to be an orthodontist. Let's get into the minds of industry leaders, forward-thinking orthodontists, and technology insiders to learn how they see the future of the orthodontic specialty. How will digital orthodontics, artificial intelligence, clear aligner therapy, remote monitoring, in-house printing, and other innovations change the way you practice? Join your hosts, Dr. Leon Klempner and Amy Epstein, each month as they bring you insights, tips, and guest interviews focused on helping you capitalize on the opportunities for practice growth. And now, welcome to the Golden Age of Orthodontics with the co-founders of People and Practice, Dr. Leon Klempner and Amy Epstein.
Welcome to the Golden Age of Orthodontics. I'm Leon Klempner, retired board-certified orthodontist, director of orthodontics at Mount Sinai Hospital here in New York, part-time faculty at Harvard, the CEO of People and Practice, and the grandpa of now four.
Grandchildren. Yes, I was waiting for some more words to come. But yes, grandpa of four. My sister, my youngest sister, Jody, had her second son on February 23rd. And what's interesting about that is just that she had her first son, my nephew Eli, on February 23rd, which is also her own birthday. Okay, so let me continue with our introductions. I'm Amy Epstein, and many of you who have visited the podcast in the past know that I am an MBA in marketing and have 20 years of public relations and marketing experience, and now work with orthodontists to bring that sort of sophisticated marketing to the business of orthodontics. And my dad and I, my dad who lives on the Upper West Side, and you can hear the traffic in the background, and I started People in Practice about 14 years ago. Today, we are thrilled to have a true innovator in the dental industry joining us. Our guest is Philippe Sala. As you could hear, he's with us today. He is the visionary CEO of Dental Monitoring, which is a leading force in revolutionizing the landscape of orthodontic care. At the forefront of the discussion is DM's manufacturer agnostic smart STL solution, which is a game changer in the world of digital orthodontics, from creating retainers to managing mid-course corrections. Smart STL sounds like it's really going to reshape the future of orthodontic care. So let's learn more from Philippe. Welcome. So thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for the invitation, Leon and Amy. It's really always a pleasure to chat with you. Informal or formal situation, it's always great time. So thank you for the invitation.
So Philippe, the last time I saw you in person was at the Harvard Global Symposium for AI in Boston. Do you remember?
Yes, of course. I was honored to be invited.
Yes, as a speaker, very informative. And do you now, I'm going to put you on the spot, do you remember when we first met?
Oh my God, this is a tricky question. I would say 4, 5, 6 years ago, 7 years. I'm putting lots of years, so I'm sure I'm into the bulk of it.
I don't even know how many years it was, but it was the first symposium, I think, that you or conference that you had on AI in Las Vegas. I remember Mark Van Wield was there, and I was one of the speakers there.
Yes,
about this new technology called something called dental monitoring. I don't know.
I think it was in 2016, Leon.
Oh, well, it's a while ago. Anyway, so, I mean, AI is dear to my heart. I mean, I've been around ortho for a long time, and there aren't many things that get me as excited. Amy will tell you that I'm on fire about this AI in general. I've been reading about it. I've been lecturing, actually, to many ortho and dental study clubs about AI. And it hasn't, you know, it's not new. It's been around in the medical specialties forever. But tell me exactly what's happening with dental monitoring for orthodontists with regard to AI. What's new? What's changed?
So, first of all, we are celebrating our 10 years anniversary. So yes, AI is not really new now anymore, but it's starting to truly changing the industry on a deep manner. It expand the capacity of doctors, it enhance his ability to serve patients, and we are very proud to help and to be on the forefront of that. And as always, it's something that I always committed to my team. We will always innovate and focus our R&D and development forces to new products. And again, after I don't know how many years actually of work, we are officially releasing soon this new product, which is Smart STL, which I believe after a few minutes of listening to us, many of you will be intrigued at least about the capacity of this and the change it will happen for the it will bring to the practice.
So, I mean, what exactly is it? I mean, you know, for our listeners that maybe not familiar with dental monitoring or AI, I mean, what does it mean, Smart STL?
Of course. So I think most of the people know dental monitoring as really a monitoring platform, which gives the ability to doctor to capture problem before they really become an issue to the treatment, to be able to program appointments based on really treatment progress or treatment result, more than just random regular appointments. I think we have enhanced drastically the communication ability between the doctor and the patient through our apps and platform. But we wanted to go further. We wanted to actually really impact deeply also the way treatments are manufactured, are designed. And for that, one of the main brick of treatment today, of digital treatment, are the STL file, which are the impression, the digital impression of the teeth of the patient. Today, the traditional way to do this digital impression is using an intraoral scanner. I think you guess where I'm going. Tomorrow, with dental monitoring, there is no magic behind, and I will try to be a bit more precise on that. You will be, as an orthodontist, able to download directly on the platform with not having the patient on the chair, but having the patient from the comfort of his home, an updated STL file, which corresponds to the exact position of the teeth of the patient. From that, you can do many things. You can do refinement, you can do retainers, you can actually really interact physically with your treatment and with your manufacturer. So how do we do that? As I said, it's not magic. We need some input data from the doctor and some input data from the patient. The input data from the doctor is the anatomy of the teeth of the patient. It's an initial scan, intraoral scan of the patient, which will bring to our servers and bring to our technology the true anatomy of the teeth. Because no, not from a picture, you cannot rebuild the anatomy of the teeth. But what we do then, we use another input, which is the scan, the DM scan taken by the patient with the scan box and his smartphone. And we will use all the data and powered by AI and other algorithms to be able to update this initial scan that we have received from the doctor to the actual position of the teeth of the patient at that moment. from that reactualization of this position, we provide to the doctor a new STL file that he will be able to provide to his manufacturer of his aligner, retainers, of other digital appliances.
Without the additional intraoral scan, without having to bring them up.
Without having the patient needing to come to the chair.
Okay.
Just based on the scan taken by the patient at that particular
moment. Makes sense. So what was the, obviously we can talk about the benefits, but what was the reason behind pursuing this particular technology? What, you know, a smart STL, what was the, was it driven by doctor demand or patient demand, or did you see an opportunity? How did it come about?
Since year, doctors are using what we call 3D monitoring. 3D monitoring is basically the calculation of all tooth movement. And some doctors started to ask us years ago, guys, you are recalculating the tooth movement, you are recalculating the cinetic of the orthodontic treatment. Why don't you just recreate a 3D model? And from this early question from doctors, it became so obvious that today, I will give you a few examples. Why do we need to produce all the aligners up front? Why? Because it's very not comfortable for the patient to come every 10 aligners, redo a scan, wait a week or 10 days to the manufacturer to have the time to manufacture the next. So it's not convenient. It's not convenient for the patient. So we wanted to really redraw the workflow. If we could basically give to the doctor on a very proactive manner, an updated STL file, he will be able to change his manufacturing workflow. He will be able, for example, to produce aligners by batch. 10 aligners, automatically the smart STL goes to the manufacturer. The 10 next aligner are produced based on an updated geometry, which will make the aligners fit again. We produce 10 after 10, and you never throw aligners away anymore. You never produce for nothing. You never say to the patient this very deceptive appointment, which is, I'm sorry, I need to get back your former aligners because you are off track and we will reproduce another 30 aligners, etc. We find this very, very inefficient for the treatment, but also for the planet. So we wanted to change that. So from this assumption, we understood that this is a very big step because it requires a complete change of workflow from the doctor, but also from the manufacturer. So, because every big innovation needs to go baby steps, we are doing a first baby step. We are giving the ability to the doctor first to do the refinement scan using the smart STL. Then when the refinement scan will be done remote as a standard of care, in every practice, then I'm sure that doctors will say, okay, let's stop producing all the aligner up front. Then we will go to the batch manufacturing. And then as at that moment, I think the vision will fully apply and we will have changed the industry. Let me give you another example. I remember from when I was doing Lincoln treatment back then, 15 years ago, I remember that when the patient arrived for the last appointment, the debonding appointment, it was always a pretty stressy moment. You debond the appliance and you need to put a retainer. And these retainers, you ask to the patient to wait in the office a few hours, the time you produce, which is not comfortable, or you ask them to come back the next day, hoping that they don't miss the appointment because it might move. So it's not really convenient. And what about being able to produce a retainer remotely and having the retainer ready when the patient arrives at the chair for the deboning? This is now possible with Smart STL. Just click, receive your Smart STL, prepare your retainer. When your retainer is at the office, call the patient in, debone the brackets, and place the retainer. That's a very, very efficient workflow. efficient for the patient and very efficient for the practice. These are two obvious examples of the benefit of smart STL in the orthodontic industry.
So Philippe, let me just bring up some points of clarification for our listeners, because to me, this sounds like it's too good to be true, right? It's to get an STL from your phone remotely. But what I'm hearing you say is this, at this stage, at least, this does not replace the intraoral scanner, right? The practice still has to have a scanner to do the initial scan to capture the anatomy, correct? And also, in addition to that, you need to have access to the treatment plan or the staging software. So if you have an in-house printer, it's not an issue. Can you do this with sending it out to companies as well?
So, to answer to your first question, yes, you still need to have an intraoral scanner. And it's actually the beauty of DM and all the business lines that we have. We have never been competing against other orthodontic players. The monitoring is expanding the capability of treatment. So a liner manufacturer and our braces manufacturer should be and are happy most of the time of working with us. For the Smart STL, it's a complement of the IO scanner. And even, I will say, it pushed the industry of IO scanner, because from wanting to scan the patient for the aligners, because we are capable of doing smart STL for retainers, for braces cases too, it will push the doctor to use our IO scanner also for the braces cases. So I would even say that smart STL will kind of enhance the market of IO scanner in general, from the aligner world also to the braces world as a general manner. But now, if we speak about the aligner, you were mentioning aligner treatment in particular. Yes, to facilitate calculation of smart STL, we require from the doctor to send us some stage files, and we are working very closely with several manufacturers to get them. And some already accept to give it to DM as a standard for the manufacturing. And we are very happy that big brands are coming in. Some other big brands might be reluctant to do this, but we are working on maybe getting them through times and being very convincing.
So let's talk a little bit about the, you mentioned it, some efficiencies for the practice, and I want to talk a little bit more about the benefits to the patient as well, but reduction in office visits obviously is one of the major benefits. And so is there, you know, I love data. I think we all love data here in this podcast. Is there a way to quantify some of those efficiencies that the practice gains or provide? You know, just a little level deeper in terms of the time saved?
It's very basic. Every time today you make a visit for an intraoral scanner, you have a visit to take the scan and a visit to deliver the appliance. You just have one visit to deliver the appliance now. So every time you need to scan within the treatment, you will skip the visit to take the scan, which is a big gain of efficiency. If you take any aligner treatment, how many refinements do we do in average? A lot. So you can imagine how many visits you can cut at that stage. For the retainers, the same. You can get the retainer the day ready, the day you debone the braces, or the day you deliver, you take out the attachment of the aligner treatment. So in all these scenarios, you take out one visit. So for the doctor, it's very easy. They just look at their stat of how many refinements they do in general, plus retainers. If they do two refinements in average, plus one refinement, it will take out at least three visits. But that, we are speaking about the visit savings, which is equal also patient savings, huh? Because let's convince patients across the world to take the car to come just for a scanning visit. It's not a very, very convenient visit, right? But also, I would say it's enhanced quality. It's enhanced quality. Why? Because of Smart STL, you can be far more close to the result constantly. What do I mean by that? Imagine this world that is coming with Smart STL, and I hope we will be able to convert the world quickly to that. But imagine a world where we do batch manufacturing, where every 12, 10, 12, 14 aligners, actually an automatic refinement is created because the manufacturer would have received automatically the Smart STL. And so he will send directly the batch of aligner to the doctor. It means that constantly the case will be tracking. You are tracking, there is slightly off track after 12, 14 aligners. Boom, you are put back on track, you are put back on track. So it makes even the treatment better. It makes the treatment more convenient, which is good business-wise, but it made the treatment quality-wise, which is really one of our big pillars. It makes the treatment quality much better.
Yeah, we're always trying to figure out the way to not only understand the way these types of technologies impact efficiency or quality of care, the doctor benefits, but you know, for our clients, we need to be able to translate those into the patient benefits as well. And so, you know, the efficiency gains are a little bit easier to be able to communicate. I'm just already thinking through campaigns and things, you know, a little bit easier to communicate the quality of care is a little harder to communicate to the patients exactly how without explaining how it all works. But have you found an easy way to be able to communicate that sort of quality of care element to a layperson, to a patient?
I think it transformed the aligner treatment from a reactive treatment to a very proactive. And I give you a quick example. Imagine very often orthodontists will have tendency to let the treatment work a certain number of aligners and at the end fix a problem. Okay? They will do a refinement and redo another refinement. But meanwhile, the patient will have some offset. Meanwhile, the treatment, the patient will have some gaps between the aligners and the teeth. Means saliva, means anesthetic appliance wear by the patient. And I think one of the main reason patients are choosing aligners, it's for aesthetic reason. So I think it's going against that when we let a treatment going off track too long. And it's why keeping the treatment always tracking, it's also providing to the patient a truly more comfortable and aesthetic treatment, avoiding these inesthetic things. Okay? So to the treatment, it's I think in a very simplistic manner, we should say, look, we are producing your appliance as much as you need, as you go. Every time you come, we give you the next phase. Every time you come, we give you an updating next phase. And for that, we are very sustainable and we are very proactive on your treatment. I believe the world will take some years to adapt, but they will adapt to this philosophy.
I can speak a little bit from experience because I did a lot of aligners when I was in practice before I retired. And, you know, in ortho speak, we talk about refinement. We talk about mid-course correction. In the eyes of my patients, it was like there was a failure somewhere. Like, what went wrong? You know, what do you mean we need to do another scan? What do you mean we have to order more aligners? You know, why are we starting over again? Like what went wrong? You know, so in the eyes of the patient, it was a failure. In our eyes, it was just, that's the way you treat with aligners. But, you know, in this scenario, we eliminate that. I think that's a big advantage in terms of communicating to the patient.
Absolutely. I cannot agree more, Leon. It's absolutely the truth that even if you say to patient at the beginning of treatment, this will happen, you might have refinement, etc., this part of the speech, they always forget it. When they receive their first 30 or 40 aligners, it's just what they have. They've got 40 aligners, my treatment will be 40 aligners, and I will be done in 40. And by magic, the older part of the speech, you told them, this is the first set. You might have another 30 or another 20 and again, this one, this part, they never, never remember.
It's interesting because it actually, it allows orthodontists, I think, to meet this expectation, unrealistic as it was in the past, to meet this expectation of the patient that they come to the practice with, finally, I guess. So, it's an interesting way to frame it. So tell us a little bit about, changes to the Smart STL as you are implementing it and what else you're working on with regard to Smart STL.
So Smart STL has been a very, very heavy project and process for DM. We have been running pilots for years, literally years, with doctors, with manufacturers, etc., with early versions that were very, very chaotic for the doctors because they were the proof of concept years ago. We will be very happy at the end of the year to have, after collecting really hundreds of feedback from doctors and manufacturers, we will be releasing the first production platform where really doctors and manufacturers, some of them will be connected, will be able to exchange files, including Smart STL, in a very seamless manner. On the top of it, we will provide an additional innovation, which is for me one of the big changes that we will bring to the ortho world, is we will bring the monitoring from a 2D perspective, looking at picture, to really a 3D perspective with what we will call Monitoring Plus, probably the name is still in under negotiation, where the doctors will be able to follow this treatment progress with a digital viewer, which I believe will be again a big step forward into the ability of doctors to evaluate treatment progress.
Mm-hmm. And what about will that be able to be sort of shown to the patient? Is that something that they will be, because I see that as a marketing tool in a lot of ways to the patient?
It will be to the choice of doctors because communicating information to patients is always a tricky thing, and doctors need to be very free of doing or not doing. So we will give them the ability to, of course, share the Monitoring Plus data and viewers to the patient if they want or not, if they feel that if they prefer to keep it just for a treatment reason and no marketing reason.
So Philippe, where time is running quickly, but I do want to give you an opportunity. Are there any, DM's been innovators in so many different areas. I'm just curious, is there anything behind the curtain in addition to everything that you shared that you could kind of reveal to us without, spilling the beans or violating any...
Already speaking about Monitoring Plus, which is not even the commercial name yet, is probably my team behind the scene will be hammering me, telling you, why did you speak about that, Philip? No, look, okay, never mind, I did. So it's a big deal already. But no, what I will invite doctors listening here is, there is a product that we have released a year ago, which... have benefit already more than 50% of our users, which is DM Insight. DM Insight is the quality management platform that we have released to doctors, their ability to benchmark themselves. Do I have more loss of bracket than others? Do I have more bracket failures than others? Archwire failures than others? Unseats of aligners than others, etc. And to kind of identify where they should focus their attention and to be just better clinician and more efficient practices and more profitable practices. So I really invite all the doctors today, because this is fully available, full-fledged featured on the platform already since a year, to look at it, to ask questions to the implementation team. It's a great asset for you guys. It's a great asset to always keep your practice with a vision of tomorrow. I want to be a better practitioner. to be a better practitioner, I need to know where I need to improve. And for that, I need to have data. And I would say it's one of the first times that data is really used by the end user, which is a doctor.
You know, I was talking just earlier today with one of the program directors, just in terms of, you know, educational opportunities that DM could provide in terms from an educational standpoint, you know, for our residents. And, you know, the reality is that we never really had any quality management in our clinics at all. I mean, it's like we just kind of go with, I feel we're getting a lot of loose brackets, you know, we got to do better, you know, or I feel like there's a lot of open clips, you know, we make sure you close the clips. But, you know, that type of, that's not really data, you know, and it's hard to act on that. So, you know, any kind of hard data that we could look at that can tell us, you know, we're getting too many brackets that are coming off, and maybe we can identify that there's water in the air syringe or something, you know, that we could fix, that whereas we could go years without even knowing that. So, your point is well taken. I would encourage, you know, any of our listeners that are using DM to take advantage of improving the clinic and having, more quality management and systems that are in place.
Because I think at the end, this is the goal of everyone, providing better care to the patient. And for that, opening eyes is always great. You know, one doctor, a Belgian doctor, a very good friend of me, which is fully on DM, came to our internal symposium, not to sell anything or to present to any other doctors, just to speak to us just last week. And we were expecting him to speak about DM and everything. The only thing he did, actually, he was speaking about his data. He was giving us an example of when he was losing his braces at the first week, then after 3 weeks, and then after 15 weeks, which was problem of bonding, problem of cooperation, and problem of wire change. And he was showing us how, based on this data and where he was losing the bracket inside the mouse, he have completely transformed his practice within the following 9 months. And now he's reducing his bracket failure by more than 40% within just less than a year. And that was really a tilting moment for the engineering team and implementation team to hear that from a doctor. Not speaking about DM, just speaking about the data. That was very beautiful for us.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. And like I said, as people who love data, we say this about marketing too. We can't change or improve or do anything if we're not measuring it first. So your point is well taken by us over here as well as marketers. Philippe, thank you so much for being here today. It's been a pleasure talking to you as always. We always learn something new, and we're excited to learn more about SmartSTL as it permeates the market. How can our listeners learn more or inquire about SmartSTL, DM Insights, or anything else? What's the best way for them to reach DM?
So I think... go on our website, dentalmonitoring.com, request an appointment with one of our implementation specialists. If you're already user of DM, just talk to your teams and they will, SmartSTL will be released just in the weeks or months after AAO. It's already mainly available in Europe. So we will wait for US a bit, some regulatory filings, and then as soon as everything is ready for US, we will have a full launch with celebration and hopefully market adoption.
Very good. And on our website as well, Dental Monitoring is featured as a partner, and so you can visit our website, go to the partners page, and Dental Monitoring is there as well. You can use that channel. Well, thank you again. It is always a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Leon. Thank you, Amy. I hope to see you at the AAO, and probably. And I heard that you have a booth at the AAO, so I really invite all the speakers to go and visit you to your booth at the AAO. So I will be there too. See you guys.
Thanks, Philippe. You can subscribe or download other episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we'd appreciate it if you would tell a colleague. For more information about People in Practice, you can visit our website at pplpractice.com.
Thank you for watching and listening. If you'd like to contact me directly with any questions at all, shoot me an email at leon@pplpractice.com. And remember, it has never, ever been a better time to be an orthodontist. We're in the golden age. Take advantage of it. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to the golden age of orthodontics. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or visit our website at thegoldenageoforthodontics.com for direct links to both the audio and video versions of this episode.